Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss about the problems, questions, and issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Professor Salman Naqvi. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Professor Salman Naqvi is a faculty member at the Al Mustafa University and also a researcher on the Islamic issues in the Hawza Ilmi Afkum. While dear scholar, we talked about the relationships that we need to guide our children. There were relationships about self, relationship with others, relationship with wilaya, and how wilaya encompasses the relationship with environment you discussed in the previous session. Now, we would want to know more about the relationship with environment.
So, yes, as I mentioned, that we need to understand that we want to develop a very beautiful society.
Yeah.
When we talk about living in this world, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been quoted as saying that he said that live in this world as you are going to live here forever.
All right.
Ish fi dunya kama ta'ishu fiha abada. We have to live in this world in such a way that you want to live here forever.
All right.
But be ready to depart as if your death is coming tomorrow.
All right.
That is the essence of zuhd in Islam.
All right.
Our imams command from us that we live in this world in such a manner, we develop it, we harness it, we manage it in such a way that
we're going to live here forever.
Forever. But we're not attached to it. We are ready to depart for our heavenly abode and meet our Lord any time. But whilst we are here, we should do the best things that are possible.
All right.
So the environment, if we do not take care of the environment, how are we going to live a healthy life in it?
Yeah.
So we need to protect the environment. The environment, the ecology. We have non-living things, we have living things, we have non-living things in the form of the earth itself, land, sea, air, the rivers, mountains, forests, jungles.
Yeah.
Then we have the living things, the plants, forests. Of course, forests and these things would fall here. The ocean, the water, animals, fish, whatever, animals, and other, and of course, beyond that also, we're not just looking at those things which are apparent. Maybe there are so many forces beyond this hidden.
Every small and big creature.
Everything that God has created, we have a relation. We have to maintain a relationship, even the angels.
Okay.
So we need to develop that relationship, maintain it. Number one, land, sea, air, they should not be polluted.
Yeah.
Whatever pollution is taking place has to be stopped, has to be managed. Then more than that, It's discovering what the planet Earth holds in its bosoms. The whole of the universe, we need to discover that. We need to understand, because in the Holy Quran, as I understand, when the Holy Quran says سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مِّنْهُ, that Allah Almighty has created the whole of the universe for mankind and put it at its disposal,
yeah,
in its control and under his command.
Yeah.
He says, I have created you for myself and I have created the whole of the world for you.
Exactly.
So we need to manage it. We need to discover it. We need to understand it.
Yeah. We'll talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have Brother Nakavi with us. And we are discussing about the relationship that needs to be developed with the environment. Yes, Brother.
As I said, that we need to understand the environment, whatever exists beyond us as the human race. We have the whole planet Earth at our disposal. Beyond that, the planets, the galaxies. It's a huge, huge, infinite universe which we need to discover.
All right. So there's.
And whenever
not just...
Allah Almighty talks about his signs.
Yeah.
سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَا لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ.
Yeah.
Our relationship with the environment is huge, is immense. Allah says that I am showing you my signs in the heavens and within your souls.
True.
We need to discover those signs.
Exactly.
The discovery of those signs is through philosophizing and through science. Philosophy and science go hand in hand to understand the universe in its totality.
All right.
And its particular specific areas.
All right.
Philosophy talks about the universe as a whole.
So what you're trying to say over here is that just teaching your child to whatever you eat, just throw the disposals into the dustbin and use less water, save trees. This is not enough, and do not pollute air, water.
That is just a part of it.
That's a very small portion
small
of it. That's not the only relationship that needs to be developed.
It has to be beyond that.
It's beyond that. Now you need to teach your children how to explore in the universe.
Exactly. That's very good. I mean, pollution, as you very rightly mentioned, taking care of how you manage the water, how you use water, how you use the various resources of the planet.
Yeah.
You don't litter your society. Everything that is necessary has to be taught to our children. It has to be inculcated. And we have to lead as... I mean, you can't expect your child not to litter the playground that he's playing in when you yourself are throwing away things on the ground without taking care of there's a bucket, there's a dustbin or whatever. So many places don't even have that.
Yeah.
But that has to be taught and inculcated. But beyond that is the exploration of the
exploring the universe.
I mean, the child should from the day one should be able to understand and explore and discover. He has to have an inquisitive mind,
yeah,
a curiosity for understanding what is beyond us. He should be able to explore the universe. But that has to be understood under the light, as I said, hatta yatabayyana lahum annahu al-haq.
Yeah.
The child must understand that these are the signs of Allah.
These are the signs
and
of
we have
Allah,
to,
actually,
as
yeah.
a result of that, we have to understand that He is the truth. Allah Almighty is the absolute truth.
Is the truth.
He
yeah.
is the true reality behind everything.
Yeah. Now, how we can inculcate that scientific nature in our children, I'll ask you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Imam Kadhim عليه السلام said, It is a recommended practice for a child to play in his childhood so that he becomes patient in his adulthood.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We have Professor Salman Nakawi with us, and we're talking about the relationship with environment that needs to be taught to children. You said that beyond teaching our children about taking care of environment, not polluting the environment, we need to develop this scientific nature in our children that you need to explore the universe. And in that exploration, you need to find out the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
True, yes. You're mentioning the word science. I agree with that. Exploring the universe is a scientific discovery. But before scientific discovery, we have certain types of understanding or mental processes or thinking which comes before science.
True.
And some things which cannot be experimented upon. For example, when we want our child to become Newton. Newton saw an apple fall from the tree to the ground, and then he hypothesized, why is it falling down? He was questioning, his mind was inquisitive. He said there must be a cause for it, there must be a reason for it.
Yeah.
So he says it's a result of gravity, for example.
Yeah.
He theorizes about the gravitational force and then goes on to prove it.
Yeah.
But the very question that why should we be going looking for a cause is something which is of a foundational nature, which is there in our minds, which has to be accepted before we go for the reason.
Yeah.
That there's a cause for every happening
is
something philosophical.
All right.
It is beyond experimentation. You can't prove this. You cannot prove this. By experimentation.
All right.
You have to accept it before that.
All right.
That's a philosophical type of reasoning, like you carry out in mathematics.
Yeah.
Mathematics is a very important tool that our children need to learn.
Okay.
Before even carrying out scientific discovery. Mathematics has a very important, it's the language of science.
Yeah.
But before mathematics, there's logic.
Yeah.
And before logic, there is philosophy.
Yeah.
All of this has to be inculcated and taught to the child. You can't just talk about science and skip all the other things.
Okay.
So there needs to be reason,
there needs to be logic, there needs to be everything that
reasoning as of many types, inductive reasoning, deductive reasoning. These have to be developed in the child from the beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, when we talk about science and religion, where we are making, there's a problem there.
Okay.
And that starts from childhood. That has to be resolved at the very onset.
Over the very beginning.
That is important. This is how we should. How should we do that? We need to talk about that.
All right, and I would definitely want to know that. And many listeners might be curious about that. We'll talk on that, inshallah, in another session. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you want to listen again, you can go back to our official website. That's www.parstoday.com. You can go to the tab Call of Islam, and out there, you can search Islamic Upbringing and you'll find all our episodes over there. Thank you so much for being with us once again. And in case you have any questions, you have any issues, you have anything you want to ask about the Islamic upbringing of your children, you can feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until another session, fi amanallah, God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.